This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to this Valentine's Day edition of Community Connection. We have a very special show for you. I'm very excited to say we have Dr. Kurt Bloomstrand with us. He is the medical director of East Central Illinois EMS and an ER physician at OSF Heart of Mary in Urbana. We are, again, very happy to have him here. And we specifically worked with their PR people to make sure we had somebody to talk about heart health today. And so Dr. Bloomstrand comes highly recommended. Dr. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for that warm welcome.
So today is Valentine's Day. And, you know, usually we're concentrating on the flowers and the candy and the cards. But, you know, we want to take a step back and we really wanted to look at the heart. So who better than you to join us today? Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, absolutely. And what better day to talk about the heart than on Valentine's Day? So, you know, my background is all about EMS. I started EMS when I was quite young. My family grew up with a volunteer ambulance service. And so EMS has kind of been in my blood from the beginning and kind of got me on the pathway to where I'm at now as an ER physician. And ultimately, the medical director of the EMS system that I once worked in and for. So kind of come full circle, starting from the bottom and now kind of working the way up to the top and kind of have an appreciation of everything in between. So that's where I got to where I am now and have a strong passion for EMS and pre-hospital and emergency medicine.
Mm-hmm. So explain what EMS is.
Yeah, so what EMS is stands for Emergency Medical Services. So we are the people that come to you to get you to the hospital. So when you call 911, we provide that pre-hospital medical care. And so it's really, I like to say, an extension of the hospital. Nowadays, we are providing much higher level of care than ever once used to be. Used to be that EMS was ran by the local funeral homes. They put you in the back of the truck. They drove you quickly to the hospital, and that was about it. EMS has evolved over the many years it's been around and is quite sophisticated now to where we're providing almost similar, if not identical, care to what you might be getting in the emergency department of many of these high acuity conditions, such as heart attacks, cardiac arrests, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding that time is of the essence in these type of emergencies.
Exactly right. Time is so much of the essence. When we talk about cardiac arrest, when we talk about heart attack, time is tissue, as we say. The longer it takes you to get to the hospital, the longer you wait to get to the hospital, you know, the worse that it might be. And so the quicker we can get to you and the quicker we can get you to help is going to be better.
So, Dr. Kurt, that brings to mind, you know, I think everyone in the United States has probably heard about the Damar Hamlin incident when the teams were playing each other on the field and he had some type of a cardiac or heart issue. You know, I've seen it credited that why he is doing so well today is because of that quick response.
That's exactly right. When somebody goes into cardiac arrest, seconds matter, minutes matter. So just some brief statistics. So from the moment somebody goes into cardiac arrest, every minute that person does not receive CPR, their chance of survival decreases by 10% roughly. So within 10 minutes without CPR, you can factor up, you know, every minute, 10% goes down, but within 10 minutes, your chance of survival is very, very low. And so really seconds matter when something like that happens. And in that specific situation, seconds matter. And not only providing CPR, but in the condition that he had, getting an AED on him and providing defibrillation to his heart.
So, Dr. Kurt, one of the things that has really made me nervous over my career, I worked at a community college and we had to take the AED training. We didn't have to, but you could volunteer to do that.
Right.
And I was always terrified that I would be in a situation to use that. You know, it seems fairly complicated.
You know, it does from the outside looking in. But once we get you in one of these classes, or once we even, the American Heart Association has a great 90 seconds hand-holding video that'll kind of briefly introduce you to it. It's not as complicated as it seems. You know, when you get one of these AEDs, it's going to tell you exactly what to do. Step by step, it's going to tell you exactly what to do. The only thing you have to remember and realize is, number one, you have to know where an AED is at. And number two, you have to know how to turn it on, which is normally the big green button. From there, that AED is going to walk you through every little step that you need to do in order to save somebody's life.
Okay, well, that's definitely more reassuring to me. And so, you know, for the average person, how can they receive that type of training? Is it as simple as we're able to go online and find something, or should we go and get training?
There's many different ways. You know, one of the easiest ways, what we do know is that many people are actually not trained in CPR. Many people, you know, as you said, are fearful for providing CPR because what if I don't do it right? What if I, you know, they have this notion that, oh, I have to do mouth to mouth. What if I, you know, contract something from the patient? Well, first and foremost, we're promoting hands only CPR for the public. So there's no mouth to mouth. So we can get rid of that fear. What if I don't do it right? Well, no CPR is going to be worse than poor CPR is what we say. And so, you know, anything is better than nothing. And so what we're recommending for the general public is, you know, the American Heart Association is rolling out a campaign of hands only CPR. So number one, you need to recognize cardiac arrest and you call 911. And number two, you're going to push hard and fast in the center of someone's chest. And typically that's anywhere from about 100 to 120 beats per minute. But we just remember you push hard and fast. And there's many ways to learn this, right? So the American Heart Association, if you go to their website, has a great video to learn hands-only CPR. And so a lot of people are not able to go to an in-person class. And so that might be your way of learning or an introduction to CPR. But we also have lots of in-person classes. I know at OSF Healthcare, we offer in-person CPR classes. There's a lot of community organizations throughout, you know, Vermilion County, Champaign County, and the surrounding counties that offer CPR training. If you want to get more formal into CPR training, that includes some AED usage and some first aid. There's more formal classes from the American Heart Association that many places offer. And so I would urge everybody, though, to at least know and be ready to perform hands-only CPR. And again, it's so very easy to learn. You can do it at the fingertips while sitting at home.
Okay, very good. Well, let's take our first break and then we'll come back and continue the conversation. Welcome back to Community Connection. Today we have Dr. Kurt Bloomstrand with us. He is the OSF Medical Director of East Central Illinois. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. The Medical Director of East Central Illinois EMS, which is based in Urbana, and an ER physician at OSF Heart of Mary. So we are very happy to have him here today on Valentine's Day to talk about the heart. So Dr. Kurt, what is the difference between cardiac arrest and a heart attack?
Yeah, great question. So we get this question a lot. A lot of people kind of think that that might be the same thing. The simple explanation that I, you know, talk to our patients about is we think about heart attack as a plumbing problem. It's a circulatory problem. When you have a heart attack, there's a blockage in one of the blood vessels going to the heart, one of the what we call coronary arteries. So it's a plumbing or circulatory problem. Whereas many times cardiac arrest is the electrical problem of the heart. It's sudden stopping of the heart, typically caused by an electrical phenomenon. Now, that could also be caused, a heart attack can cause cardiac arrest, but to think about the two simply, a heart attack is a plumbing problem with a blockage, whereas cardiac arrest is an electrical problem where the electricity of the heart stops suddenly.
Mm-hmm. So is the CPR the same for either one?
Absolutely. Well, so for heart attack, your heart may not stop, right? And so for heart attack, you might have a blockage. This is the patients that have the crushing chest pain, the pain down the arm, up into the jaw. They might be short of breath. And so the goal would be that you get to the hospital before something like cardiac arrest sets in and your heart were to stop. And so that's when we talked earlier about, you know, time is tissue. As soon as you're having these symptoms of chest pain or concern of heart attack, you want to get to the hospital as soon as you can so we can open that blood vessel. Because if that blood vessel gets blocked for too long of a period, it could result in cardiac arrest and your heart stopping. Then we would need to provide CPR at that time.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Kerr, I think that the older I get, the more instances I see, and I've even experienced this myself, where I might have a little bit of a chest pain and I start thinking, am I having a heart attack? Or when you're working out or doing something, you know, that's that extracurricular hard work. But I think sometimes that people are afraid, or they just think, oh, that's nothing. I'm thinking too much into this situation. What do you think?
If I tell my patients, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that story, I'd be a rich man. I've diagnosed a lot of heart attacks based on heartburn, you know, and so it's so crucial that if you feel that there is something that is you know, out of the normal of what you normal experience in your chest, whether that be an abnormal presentation of heartburn, chest pain, chest discomfort, it's much better to err on the side of caution and get that evaluated sooner than later. What we notice is a lot of patients might chalk it up to, oh, it's nothing. But then when they get to us, it might be too late. And part of that heart muscle is already damaged from the lack of blood flow from a period of time. And so it's much better to err on the side of caution and come early so we can diagnose you a lot quicker and intervene sooner if we have to, because your results of good outcome are going to be that much better.
And so, Dr. Kurt, part of your work being based as an ER physician, you're not going to be mad if we come in with that situation and it's nothing, are you?
Absolutely not. And I would even implore that you should call 911 and get an ambulance, you know, and that's part of the, you know, push that we've been noticing lately. We've been seeing a lot of patients walking in with chest pain. It's a great reason to call 911. The reason for that is we can activate our cath labs so much sooner. There are certain hospitals around the area that do interventional cardiac cath procedures, meaning that they can go in, find a blockage in your blood vessels and open it up. When you call 911, you're activating one of our ambulances. And when they get to you, they're going to get a 12 lead EKG immediately at your side, whether that be in the house, the workplace, wherever we find you when you call 911. They're going to transmit that to the local emergency department to confirm with an ER physician if you are truly having a what we call STEMI or heart attack. And if you are, we're going to get you to the appropriate facility where we can intervene and open that blockage up that much sooner. Whereas if you were to drive yourself to the hospital, that clock is already ticking and you're already behind the eight ball, so to speak. And so by calling 911, you're already putting the wheels in motion so much sooner, and we're waiting for you in the cath lab. And so by the time you get to the hospital, we're going to get you straight to the cath lab and open up that blood vessel.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I think one of the things I'm really hearing you say today is that time is of the essence.
You're exactly right. I mean, I can't preach that, you know, enough. Time is tissue, heart, brain, all these things. Time is of the essence, you know, and always err on the side of caution. No one is going to fault you on erring on the side of caution. Even if you call 911 and we come evaluate you, that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you in your time of need.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Kurt, one of the things that people also talk about is, you know, they feel that maybe they're not sick enough for an ambulance, or they're worried that there will be bills associated with it.
Absolutely right. We hear this quite frequently, unfortunately, is, you know, our job is to serve you. When you call 911, our job is to come and evaluate you. It's your emergency. And every 911 call is a true emergency. And so, you know, we hear that you may not be sick enough, you know, but just remember, that is our job. We're here to help you and to serve you. And, you know, the men and women in EMS, you know, they have a great passion for helping people. And so never fear calling ambulance and, you know, burdening the system. That's what we are there to do. And we, you know, implore that you would call EMS sooner than later. Again, time is tissue. Time is of the essence.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take our next break and then we'll come back and conclude the show. Welcome back to Community Connection. This is our final segment this morning. We are with Dr. Kurt Bloomstrand, OSF. He is a medical director with East Central Illinois EMS based in Urbana and an ER physician at OSF Heart of Mary. And so, Dr. Kurt, we were just talking about people, you know, maybe being a little leery of whether to call an ambulance or, you know, try to outthink the situation and maybe it's just heartburn. And, you know, again, you keep saying time is tissue.
That's exactly right. Yeah, time is of the essence in these critical situations, you know, strokes, STEMIs, heart attacks, obviously cardiac arrest. The sooner you call, the sooner we can get to you, the sooner we can start treatment, the better your outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Kurt, let's address farmers. You know, we do live in the Midwest, huge agriculture. We have plenty of great farmers working to feed us and other countries, and they may be out in the field. And again, with them, you know, kind of time is money, or time is plants, that type of thing. And they may be remiss to call, again, just thinking, oh, that's just something I had for supper, or this is nothing.
You're exactly right. And so throughout emergency medicine and really throughout healthcare is when we get a farmer in the emergency department, we know there's something wrong because if they're taking time out of their busy schedule to come in to get evaluated, we know that there's something going on. You know, what I would tell farmers is it's so valuable and so important to call an ambulance. We see a lot of farmers, those stoic people, right? I mean, they're hard workers. And so they think that they don't need to burden the system. They don't need to call an ambulance. Many farmers, as you know, live in the rural communities. It takes much longer to get to the hospital. By calling an ambulance, we can start that treatment in the rural areas at that moment we meet you. We can, you know, get that 12 lead EKG, see that you're having a heart attack, and we can alert the cath lab. That way they have time to ready themselves by the, you know, sometimes long travel times we might get from the rural areas to the hospital. That cath lab's already ready and waiting for us by the time we get there. So again, especially in the rural communities, so valuable to call, 911 and to seek help.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Kerr, that takes me back to what we were talking about kind of at the beginning with the AED boxes. Is there such a thing that people can buy these for farms or places that are kind of out in the rural area?
Absolutely right. And that kind of segues into another product that we have too. And so first and foremost, yes, I mean, you can buy AEDs and becoming, you know, a lot more economically, you know, available for the general public. And we would say, you know, in the rural areas, sure, it might take a little bit for help to arrive. And so it might be good to have an AED at your rural farm if you have workers present. You know, the other thing that kind of segue into that, there's also an app out there that OSF has for both Champaign and Vermilion County called Pulse Point. What Pulse Point is an app that crowdsources if somebody is in cardiac arrest in a public place. It will alert those members who have signed up for Pulse Point that someone is in need of cardiac arrest. That way they can go and provide CPR to that person. The whole goal of this, as we talked earlier, is to improve our cardiac arrest survival rates. We know that survival of a cardiac arrest out of hospital is somewhere around 10 to 12%. Only about 40% of people outside of the hospital who go into cardiac arrest receive CPR. What we do know, though, is those who do receive CPR, your chance of survival doubles and or triples. And so it's so valuable to get that bystander CPR out there that OSF has invested in this app called Pulse Point. The second part of this app, what it does is it also maps all the AEDs within that county. And so if you open up that app, you can see all the AEDs throughout Vermilion County, throughout Champaign County that have been loaded within the app. And so that will alert you of the nearest AED to where you might need it. Mm-hmm. And so I would implore people to, you know, look at that app, download that app. It also has step-by-step instructions of how to perform CPR and AED within the app. So it's quite a valuable app to have on your phone and to just, you know, help your fellow, you know, person out.
Definitely. So Dr. Kerr, are you saying Pulse Point, P-U-L-S-E point?
Exactly right. P-U-L-S-E-P-O-I-N-T, Pulse Point.
Okay, very good. So yeah, audience, I hope you're listening to this. This is great information, something that I didn't know was around. And again, if you are a business or a school, if you have AEDs on your premise, this would be a great opportunity to, again, crowdsource that, put that information in there. And then if there is an emergency, we can be much more reactive if someone knows where to locate that.
You're exactly right. And I would implore even everybody in the public, if you're out and about, if you're a business, or if you're just, you know, out at the grocery store and you see an AED and you have this app, the app is very user-friendly. Open the app, use your camera, snap a picture of the AED and download the location of it. That way we can have the most and the robust map of all the AEDs throughout Champaign and Vermilion County, you know, to hope one day improve our resuscitation and cardiac survival rates.
Okay. So Dr. Kerr, I used to work at Danville Area Community College. I think I said that I had a number of years there and I was the recruiter for a number of years. And something people always wanted to know about was becoming an EMS. What can you tell us about that as far as a first step?
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, as you know, EMS, many like other healthcare professions, we've somewhat struggled throughout COVID. And so we really need the public's help in stepping up for their community. There's a lot of rural communities that are volunteer services. And so if you are interested in helping out your community, getting involved in EMS, there's many different levels. You don't have to be the paramedic. You can start at what we call an EMR, or emergency medical responder, where you just provide basic first aid for your fire department. And the first step would be reaching out to your local EMS office. So reaching out to East Central Illinois EMS. Simple website to remember would be osfems.org. That's our main OSF EMS website. From there, you'll navigate at the top bar to Emergency Medical Services and click on East Central Illinois EMS. But that's the landing page for all of our EMS systems throughout OSF healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Kurt, what else would you like to tell us that I haven't asked?
You know, I just would like to reiterate, the importance of bystander CPR. Again, we touched on it before, but I want to touch on it one more time. Don't be afraid. Doing something is better than nothing. There's no mouth to mouth. You know, those are two big barriers that we have seen in providing bystander CPR. Push hard, push fast in the center of one's chest. Call 911. You know, if you're not comfortable yet, seek out a class. There's many classes throughout the community, within OSF, within other community partners in the community. Seek out a class so you can get hands-on training. Watch the video online at American Heart Association's website. It's a 90-second video. Somebody can spare 90 seconds in an opportunity to help save somebody's life. And so it's so, so important. I think the Damar Hamlin situation really amplified that, in that seconds do matter, right? If this situation happened outside of the football arena, this story may be very different. But given that, you know, there were bystanders there immediately to provide CPR, he came out neurologically intact and is walking around now. And so I think that speaks volumes, and that speaks to the importance of bystander CPR that is needed throughout the community. And so I would just implore you guys to seek that information, whether that be online, whether that be in person. And we're always happy to help within OSF to get you that training that you need.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Kurt Bloomstrand. He's the medical director of East Central Illinois EMS based in Urbana and an ER physician with OSF Heart of Mary. Dr. Kurt, thank you for taking the time to educate us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. And audience, you know, I really hope you pay attention. Again, 90 seconds just to take and review this. We never know when we might be in a situation. And so as we're thinking about our loved ones today, we're thinking about those flowers, those cupcakes, those candies. Let's think about the true, the actual heart, and make sure that we're doing what's best for our loved ones and people in our community. Until tomorrow, I hope you have a great day. And yeah, enjoy today.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.